All
The
right,
Rock.
we'll keep going.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm fine. Go ahead. Yeah, after you, Michael. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead then and call to order the Nordic Village Public Infrastructure District number one. Today is March 28th. It is 8:02 a.m. Sorry. For our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name and recording or name for the recording and the record. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So we'll start with the board. Brooke, you're the chair. Do you want to start for us?
Yeah, Brooke Cole, board member and chair.
Laurent Jouffray, board member.
Brandon Henry, board member.
Heather King, District Council.
Ben Wilhelm, D.A. Davidson, Underwriter.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell, Bond Counsel.
Right. Thanks, everyone. That's everyone that I see on the call.
Just one second, Michael. Is Dave Smith on the call?
Christy, is Dave? I don't see him.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. So we have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, is there anyone there from the public?
No.
Okay. Perfect. All right. First up is we have the minutes from our January 10th meeting. Board, have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up for you?
No questions for me. Defer to Laurent or Brandon if they have any.
Nope.
Okay, could I get a motion then on that, Brooke?
Yeah, a motion to approve the minutes from the last board meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Sagan.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous.
All right, that's
All right, next up
unanimous.
is
All
the
right, next
contract
up
fee
is the contract
agreement.
fee agreement.
Let me hand it over to Tyler. Tyler, do you want to walk through it for us?
Tyler, do you want to walk through it for us?
Yeah, so this is the contract fee
So this
agreement
is
that
the
the board has
contract fee agreement that
previously
the board has previously
considered and approved. We've
considered
made
and
some
approved.
amendments.
We've made some
Mike, if you want to
amendments.
go down to
Mike, if you want to go down to
section one.
section one. We do have
So
some feedback. We do have some
is
feedback.
there somebody who has
Is
is
there
on
somebody who
by
has
their phone
on
as well
by
as
their phone as well as
on the computer?
computer?
Showing that,
Sorry.
yeah, there we go. I think Brandon,
Yep.
it was showing the feedback from coming from Brandon.
Okay.
So the changes were per the working group with the district on the bond. So under subsection one here, got contract fee. The main changes are to subsections B and C to add in, I guess, and D, but to add in contract fee will become due for each hotel unit and each commercial development right conveyed. For hotel units, the contract fee will be $5,000 per unit. A defined unit as each sleeping unit, which would be a room, a suite, or otherwise. For the what is it, development agreement? Yeah. A hotel is a minimum of 16 units, so the minimum would be $80,000, which we kind of lay out there at the very end of that subsection B. Subsection C, commercial development rights, so anything that's not a residence or a hotel unit will likely fall under the commercial development right, and that's $12.39 per square foot that's conveyed. And then I included a catch-all. Subsection D, any unit that doesn't fall under the above categories. And the district would then have to determine what the appropriate contract fee would be. The other change was to section five. There you go. A concern had been raised about what if property is withdrawn from the district, when or when would a con When would the contract fee become due? The amendment here basically makes it so that the contract fee becomes due before the property is withdrawn from the district. So that those are the only changes that were made. Turn the floor over to you guys, see if you have any comments, questions, concerns.
Just Tyler, real quick. Yeah, if we've got that language that it remains so, or that the fee has to be paid, I think that works. I was going to send you, there's a reference also in what is it, 17D4201, that basically says if property is withdrawn and bonds are allocable, that the fees remain applicable. So I think either way, if you wanted to say it's just due before a withdrawal, I think that's just fine. And I think maybe we just stick in that reference to this code that in the event it's, not paid, we're going to make sure it gets paid. But in the event it's not, the fee just remains applicable until it's been paid. So I'll send you that reference. But yeah, I think we just I appreciate you adding that because it just gives comfort that, the collateral's gonna remain there through a boundary change. So thank you.
Yeah, and I'll include that reference.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate that. Board, do you guys have any questions?
Just a statement. I appreciate DA Davidson and the folks there at Snow Jensen Reese helping us as well as the others to make sure that everything's fair and unanimous or uniform across all users who will benefit from the improvements that are being made, and appreciate the changes and thought that went into it. Nothing further from me.
Okay.
No comment
Anything
on my
else?
side.
Sorry, Laurent, did you have something?
No comment. Thank you very
Okay.
much.
All right. If there's no other comments, then if we could get a motion to approve the agreement with the amendment that Aaron made, we could get that approved then.
I can make a motion to approve this agreement with the amendment.
Great. Thanks, Laurent.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Brooke. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Thank you. All right, next up is the resolution replacing Brandon for Dave. So, Tyler, I'll turn it over to you to walk through this as well.
Yeah, so essentially, this is we've been in communication with the county commissioners of Weber County. They've asked that we put together a resolution. So that way, it's not required, but it's something that they want, I think, for their peace of mind. Where basically the gist of this is to say that the district is requesting that the commission appoint Dave Smith to replace Brandon on the Board of Trustees. We have to make this type of request to the commission because it's not an elected seat as of right now. So it's an appointed seat, and the county commissioner has that power right now. So that's why we have to go through them.
Hey, board, any questions about this resolution? Pretty
Just one.
straightforward.
Yeah, it is pretty straightforward. I think the only question I have is before the board member is active, and we thank Brandon for his time. We need to wait for the county to accept and to appoint then. When does it become effective?
When the commission says
That's
that
what I
they
thought.
approve it. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I figured. All right.
Yeah. This is just really a request to them. So either way, it's as soon as they appoint. So,
Thank you.
yeah. All
No, no
right.
further
If there's
questions
no,
for me.
okay. If we could get a motion then to approve resolution 2025-01.
I make a motion to approve. I make a motion to approve. A second.
Thanks,
Thanks.
Brandon, for the second.
Thanks,
All those
Brandon,
in
for the
favor say
second.
aye.
All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right, that is unanimous. That's everything I show on the agenda. Anyone have anything for us, board, anything that you need us to work on, want to bring up?
No.
Okay. If there's nothing, we could take a motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Brooke.
Nice again.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right.
Thanks.